it's certainly a great honor to be representing the AFC in this game, and we're looking forward to that opportunity. The Giants are a great team, had a great year, and you know that it's going to be our toughest game. We've had two tough ones, and we know this one's going to be on a higher level. So got a lot of work cut out for us ahead, but it's exciting to be able to have the opportunity to meet that challenge. Yesterday, and in particular, it's a big organizational day of getting a lot of the logistics, at least the process started, maybe not all completed, but at least get things started that come with playing in the game. And that's just part of the process. And the coaches and the rest of us are really now just starting to really work to full steam ahead on the Giants. But we've probably still got a little more few logistics to iron out until we can put all that behind us. But again, it's a great opportunity and thrill to be in the game. And we're looking forward to the challenge. As I said after the game, I think our players did a great job of stepping up, competing. Wasn't perfect, but they played hard. They played with great effort. And I'm just glad that things worked out for them. We made a few more plays than the Ravens did, and we're able to win and move on.
Bill, your players have talked about how you approach each practice, no matter whether it's a big game or a regular season, with consistency as a coach. Can you talk a little bit about how important that is for you as a coach and a coaching staff, so that the players kind of know what to expect from you each week?
Well, I think every game is a big game, so I don't know what you mean about which ones are and which ones aren't. I mean, they all are. We don't have that many of them.
But in terms of approaching all of them with the same, consistency as a coach?
Yeah. I mean, every time we get an opportunity to compete, then we try to take advantage of the time leading up to that opportunity, the practice week, the preparation, the film study, the understanding our game plan and our adjustments and all those kind of things, take advantage of the time that we have leading up to the competition and make sure that we do as many things and the right things that we feel like we'll need to do for that particular game, which will bring its own unique challenges from any other one that we play. So I don't really think there's any other way to do it. I mean, what else is there to work on but the game that the next one on your schedule, the one that you're playing, and you try to cover all your bases for that game. And you play it, and then you start the process all over again with the next one.
Coach, where would you rate the importance of a left tackle in the hierarchy of positions, and how nice is it to have a guy like Matt Light there virtually every Sunday for 11 years?
Well, Matt's had a terrific career, and yeah, absolutely, he's been a rock for us there for, as you said, for a long time, both physically and mentally, as far as assignments and his mental toughness and his consistency, almost to the point where I don't want to say take it for granted, but when you don't have a lot of problems, you kind of just assume that's solid. But it's still a daily process on his part to prepare and physically and mentally get ready to play against some of the most athletic and some of the best players in the league and on our opponents on a weekly basis, which we'll see again this week. So, every position's out there is important, and when something goes wrong, then it becomes real important. Everybody sees it and it becomes a big focus. But the thing about the tackle position is that there's a lot less help for those guys, and there's a lot more space to defend than there is for the inside players. And I don't want to say it's more important, or it's just different. It's a different type of challenge that a tackle faces that a guy in the interior of the line faces. They're all big. They're all important. None of them are easy, but they're just a little bit different.
Bill, what's the main thing that you guys need to get done over these next 4 or 5 days before you leave to Indy? Is it game planning, practice, getting healthy, or is it just kind of dealing with the extra stuff that comes along with making the Super Bowl?
Well, I think there's a lot of things, but you know, the logistics of the hire, I mean, that's part of it. That's something that we have to deal with on any away trip, or you know, this is an extended away trip, so it has some elements of that. But then there are additional things. That's part of it, but you know, the health of the team is always important. That's what a team is the healthy players that you can put out there on the field. So that's always something that we try to be mindful of and do everything we can to get it to the highest level, getting started on our opponent and understanding what they do and what we need to do against them and how those things match up and what adjustments we can anticipate or we've seen them make. So, it's all those things.
Hey, Bill, can you talk a little bit about Tom Coughlin? And obviously you've been on the same staff together before, and just your level of respect for him and your relationship with him and what makes him such a good head coach.
I have a lot of respect for Tom. I think he's definitely stood the test of time, you know, in a couple of organizations in Jacksonville and the Giants. I mean, of course, BC, but I'm saying, you know, at the NFL level, he's stood the test of time. He's tough. He's tough. His teams are disciplined. They're, they play with great competitiveness and play smart. They're a good situational football team. They unfortunately go out there and beat them. They do a lot of things well, and that's kind of the way Tom is. Tom's tough. He's very got a lot of experience. He's an intense coach, and I think that's reflected in the way his teams play. I've been with it a long time, as I mentioned before. You know, when I was the secondary coach, and Tom was the receivers coach at the Giants, we worked against each other daily, and we also had great rapport off the field of, you know, helping each other out, talking about the different techniques and players that of our upcoming opponents, and suggestions of, you know, how to cover them or. But not, you know, helping each other out on things like that, as well as working with each other on the practice field. I mean, I had of all the coaches I've worked with, I mean, it was as good as any. I had an excellent relationship with him for us being on opposite sides of the ball, but being able to help each other and our players help each other and, you know, have a good, healthy, competitive situation. But also, you know, you got the guy coaching the other side, on the other side, trying to help you and you trying to help them just get better. And that certainly helped our secondary when I was with the Giants.
Just as a follow-up, Bill, did you ever at one point, you know, did he offer any, you know, he was a head coach before you were, and did you ever come to him for advice? Did he ever give you advice, you know, when you went into that head coaching realm at all? Did he ever offer you any advice as a head coach, you know?
After the 90s season, he went to BC and I went to Cleveland.
Yeah, I messed that up. My apologies.
I'm just not following you, that's all. I mean, you know, we talked to each other. We've talked about common problems, and he shared things with me, and I shared things with him. But I mean, that's part of a friendship. It's part of a mutual respect that we have. And, you know, we both have similar positions, you know, within, you know, the same league. So, I mean, there's some of that. Yeah, we're not in the same conference, so that's, you know, it's a lot easier than talking about something, you know, with somebody that's within your division, let's say. But mm-hmm. I'm not really sure the coaching thing.
Coach,
Vince Wilfork and what his play and leadership mean to your defense.
Well, Vince is, you know, he's really the, you know, the elder statesman on the defense in terms of, you know, time with the New England Patriots, and we have other players that have played longer, but not necessarily, you know, on this team. But he's, you know, he's got a great work ethic, very unselfish, does whatever we've asked him to do. We put him in a lot of different positions, knows, obviously, you know, on the guards, outside on the tackles, gap schemes, two-gap techniques, stunts, you know, whatever it is. He's a very smart football player, he's instinctive, works really hard, very unselfish, does a great job with the younger players in terms of helping them improve and things to work on, things to make them more aware of his experience and impart that on them. Again, very unselfish, very supportive of all the other players on defense, the linebackers, the defensive backs, and trying to tie it all together and play good team defense. He's given us on a lot of levels, on the field, off the field, as a captain in individual meetings and in some group settings. You know, I think he does a good job of all that, but I think the most important thing is just the way he goes about it. He doesn't talk as much as he does just demonstrate how to prepare, how to practice, how to do your job, you know, how to be alert, how to communicate, you know, different line calls and things like that. And that really is, I think, the best way for a player to lead is by, first of all, doing his job very well, that everybody can see how that's done and try to emulate that.
Bill, Mike Vega, Boston Globe, just wanted to ask you a little bit about, the presence of Josh McDaniels on your staff now, and with Bill O'Brien kind of juggling, a lot of balls here, especially now that, he's got stuff to do with Penn State. How important is it and to have McDaniels here with you, and can you compare to the situation when you had Charlie Weiss preparing to go to, Notre Dame and also trying to prepare for a Super Bowl, and has Josh's role expanded, through these past few weeks here?
Well, it's great to have Josh here. Josh, was here for a long time. He obviously made a lot of contributions to our team and our success. And he and I had a good working relationship. It's great to have him back. But that being said, I mean, Billy has continued to do in the last few weeks everything that since he's been named the head coach of Penn State, he's done everything that he's done this year and last year, on a weekly basis. He's had the same responsibilities. He's just worked very hard to try to, manage the two situations. But by far and away, the majority of his time and energy and effort have all been put into the New England Patriots. And he's done his full-time job here well and very diligently. And just like he always has, there hasn't been any difference. But it's good to have Josh here, and Josh has got a lot of experience. He knows our players, he knows our system. Again, Billy and Josh work together. Josh and I work together. Dante, Ivan. So there's a lot of background and history there that has pretty quickly, I think, come together, come up to speed, and everybody has the roles that they've had, and Josh has just added a little bit more to that by his presence, but it hasn't taken away from anything that everybody else has been doing. It's just mm-hmm. added to it.
Question for you. After watching the AFC Championship and seeing the play that Rob Gronkowski got hurt on, how fortunate do you feel that wasn't more serious than it was? And then a second back, what's your level of concern for his ability to perform at a top level in the Super Bowl?
Right. Well, we'll see how it goes, with Rob and some of the other players that are, that are getting treatment. We'll just see how it is when we get back out on the field. We haven't practiced, obviously, in the last couple of days, and we'll just see how all that is, when it's time to go. Mike, it's hard to, I think, gauge injuries. I mean, we've seen some of the biggest hits in the game, and both guys get up and go back to the huddle, it's not any big thing. And then we've seen other plays that look a lot less less contact or less impact, and because of the angle or the way it happened or the whatever caused the problem, that it's more serious. So it's just hard to I just don't know how to really comment on that. Seen plays that look like, gee, I'm surprised somebody isn't a little slow getting up off that. And then you see other plays that don't look like it should be that big of a problem, but something happened and the player's has some type of injury. So it's hard to, rank them that way because they just don't turn out the way that they look. We got a lot of tough players on our team. I think that that everybody's going to do all they can to be ready physically and mentally, but especially physically, to try to compete in the game and do all that fitness.
What were your recollections, or what was your reaction to David Tyree's catch? Did you know it was a catch immediately? Did you sort of realize how significant it was at the time?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've talked about all that. It was a long time ago. I got a lot of comments on the record after the game and everything else, so I can go back and look at all the things that happened then or some other year.
Bill, can you talk about the play of some of your lesser-known defensive linemen, guys like Kyle Love and Brandon Dederick, and how they've sort of progressed through the season?
Well, of course, Brandon started out the year on PUP, so he wasn't able to participate with the team in training camp or in the first six regular season games, weeks, then started practice after that. So he's kind of got a little bit of a late start, but, you know, Brandon's worked hard. He's certainly improved a lot from last year, you know, his rookie year when, you know, in just terms of technique and consistency and, you know, reacting, his quick reactions and so forth. But he's, you know, he's had a good solid year for us, you know, as has Kyle. Kyle, kind of similar to Brandon, you know, had a good year for us last year, was able to contribute. But unlike Brandon, Kyle was able to start the first day of training camp and really build on his rookie season, and had a good camp and has had a good season where every day, every week, really, he's been able to work, to improve, to just refine his game and take it to a higher level. And I think that he missed in the early part of the year, which was, you know, significant, all the training camp practices and the first 6 weeks of the season, just put him a little bit behind. But he's still way ahead of where he was last year. So both guys have done a good job for us. They're both, you know, good, young defensive linemen that are continuing to get better. And, you know, they've contributed for us in a lot of different ways, in the running game, in the passing game, in sub-situations. So they've shown good. They've been very valuable for us. And it was good to get Dederick back, and along with Ron Brace, after that sixth game.
When you look at the way the defense has played all year, I mean, can you tell us how gratifying was it to see them perform the way they did in the AFC Championship? You know, come together at that moment, and to see, you know, individual performance like Sterling Moore, a guy who wasn't even on your roster at the beginning of the season, and you know, the ability to go out and identify guys like that, to bring them aboard and to have them contribute in timely situations like that.
Well, I think that our defensive players and coaches have really, you know, worked hard all year. At the end of the season, the end of the regular season, I think things, you know, we had more to show for it, let's put it that way. I don't think that necessarily the work ethic or the desire or the competitiveness to do it maybe had changed a lot, but the results started to improve because of a little more continuity, a little better execution, better technique, more confidence, you know, all those kind of things that came together. And I thought we had our moments, but there were a lot of times in the latter part of the season where we had stretches that we, you know, we played very competitively on defense, and that was true in the Denver game, and it was, you know, true in the Baltimore game. You know, I mean, there were other moments that were certainly less than ideal, but overall, you know, it's a group of guys and coaches that have worked hard and tried to get better on a daily basis, and I think they have over the course of the season, more so in the five or six weeks.
Coach, can you talk about James Hedebo's progress from when he first arrived to the way he's playing now?
Well, he's had another solid year for us. You know, came in primarily with a lot of experience in the kicking game, seen from the Jets when he was with the Jets, and how well and how hard he played against us there, and his role has, you know, expanded a little bit defensively. But I think he's, you know, still pretty much the same player. I mean, he's a tough guy that's smart. He's has a very good understanding of defensive concepts and communication, leader, and recognizes things quickly in the secondary, which is important for the safety position to communicate that in the secondary, and also to the, you know, the outside linebackers, and run force and coverage adjustments, things like that. So, you know, he's a hard worker. He's a really diligent guy. He knows the game plan. He studies the opponents well, and he does a good job of communicating that on the field. He's tough. He's a contact player that, you know, is physical, taking on blockers. He's a physical tackler. Does a good job for us in the kicking game. So he's got a lot of value in a number of different areas for us.
We'll take two more questions. Go ahead.
Bill, I'm just curious your thoughts on the fact that the Giants this season, they've had a number of rematches against teams that they kind of had to beat, I think starting with Dallas and the last game of the regular season, and then the Packers, and then obviously this past week against the 49ers, that they've all taken the second game of the rematch. I'm just curious your thoughts and whether you've been able to look at film, maybe the first game of the rematch, and compare them to what they're doing in the second game of them to allow them to win those second games, and what that means for your matchup in Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, I mean, I think in a lot of the games that you mentioned, like a lot of other games in this league, they're very competitive games. They come down to a player or two, and that's what this league is. It's being able to, you know, to make key plays in critical situations, and they've done a great job of that. You know, this is the third time we've played them now this season. So I know one of the last preseason game, but I mean we have a familiarity with them from that game and then the regular season game, and now working on them again. So I think this is a team that we, you know, have some background with, you know, relative to most of the other NFC teams that we've played through the years, and we know how good they are. I mean, they're well coached. I mean, it starts at the top. Great ownership from, you know, John Mara and his family. Done a great job acquiring personnel and players. Tom's done and his staff have done a great job of pulling the schemes together and putting their players in productive positions where they can excel, and they've done that on both sides of the ball and in the kicking game. And they've performed well under pressure in critical games. They've played some of their best football when they've had to, when it's counted the most, and that's what you got to do at this time of year. If you don't, then you're on the outside looking in. But they've done that, and it's a great credit to their organization, their coaching staff, and their team. So we know they're gonna. We know this is the best team we've played. This is going to take our best game, and that's the way it should be.
Thank you,
Bill. You sort of touched on this earlier in talking with Tom Coughlin and your days together in New York. Do you look back on those days with fondness and still have kind of an affection for the franchise?
Yeah, absolutely. I was there for 12 years. Those were 12 great years of my life. I loved every one of them with the Giants, the people that I worked with, where I lived, our community. Two of my kids are born there, so yeah, there's a lot of fond memories there. Absolutely, Tom and the relationship on the coaching staff with those guys, I mean, especially on defense, you know, with Romeo and so forth. I mean, there was piece in the interview there when last time I was in that facility. Certainly an emotional moment. It struck a lot of chords, and that was a big part of my career, my life.
Thank you very much, Coach. Thanks, everyone, for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.